Getting married and making a wedding on a Friday. While we do hear of once in a while a wedding taking place on a Friday, the question is asked as to whether there is truly no halachic issue with doing so, and it is permitted to be done even initially, as in truth we find that most of Jewry does not make weddings on Fridays. Is this merely due to a matter of inconvenience, or is there something deeper to it in halacha? And practically, what directive should be given to people should they contemplate scheduling a wedding for a Friday for Erev Shabbos or not? So regarding the question of whether one is allowed to get married on Erev Shabbos, we find a debate amongst the Rishonim and likewise in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus 10:14 is of the opinion, based on the Gemara in Ksubas 5a, that it is forbidden to get married on Erev Shabbos. And so is recorded as the first opinion in the Mechaber in Evin Ezer, chapter 64, Halacha 4, and the reason being due to that one may come to transgress Shabbos in preparation for the meal. He may come to Shecht or do any other Malacha out of pressure to prepare for the wedding meal. And it'll already be Shabbos, so he'll transgress Shabbos as a result. So therefore, the Chum made a decree not allowed to get married even on Erev Shabbos, and certainly not on Shabbos. Other Paiskim, however, the Rishonim, the Ran, the Rush, the Rif, disagree and hold that there's absolutely no halachic issue with getting married on Erev Shabbos, and the worry mentioned in the Gemara, which is the basis of the Rambam's opinion, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, was dismissed in their approach, according to their understanding. And therefore they ruled that there's no worry you're going to come to desecrate Shabbos as a result of the feast, and therefore you're allowed to get married on Erev Shabbos, whether the Erusin, whether the Nesuin, and this opinion is recorded as the second opinion of the Mechaber above. And so is the practical halacha. So rules the Alter Rebbe in Hilchas Shabbos, chapter 249, halacha 6, that you shouldn't delay the wedding from Friday if that's the date you want to do it on, and therefore you may have a wedding take place on Erev Shabbos. And so concludes likewise the Mechaber that the custom of all Jewry is to be lenient and make weddings on Fridays. And this is not just referring to the wedding itself, the chuppah, but also to the Sudas Mitzvah, that it too may take place on Erev Shabbos. Regarding the scheduling of the Suda, this we will discuss momentarily. Regarding the Chabad custom in this matter, so some of the Chabad Rebbeim and their children got married on Erev Shabbos, as is the widespread custom mentioned in the Mechaber, and as follows the ruling of the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch. And so was done by the Alter Rebbe himself on his wedding. He got married on an Erev Shabbos. The Alter Rebbe, Rebbetzin Sterner, got married on Friday, the 12th of Menachemov, 5520, 1760. And this followed in the steps of his parents, as his own parents. The Baruch and Rebbetzin Rivka got married on a Friday, the 17th of Elul, 5503. The Rebbe Rayatz got married on a Friday, the 13th of Elul. Many of the children of the Rebbeim got married on Fridays, including Rebbetzin Bracha and Rebbetzin Chayasara, the daughters of the Mittler Rebbe, who got married on Fridays. The Maril, the son of the Tzemach Tzedek, got married on a Friday. Two of the daughters of the Rebbe Marash, Rebbetzin Dverilei and Rebbetzin Chaim Mushka, got married on a Friday. The Rebbe Rayatz's daughter married the Rashag on a Friday. And thus we see this custom of getting married on a Friday was very well spread amongst the Jewish people and is likewise found amongst the Chabad Rebbeim, amongst Beis Harav. The Nemukei Orachayim, the Munkatra, testifies in chapter 280, Halacha 1, that this was the custom of the Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, that they would specifically marry off their children and grandchildren on a Friday. In other words, it wasn't just that it's allowed, but they would specifically try to do so. So based on this, why is it then that today very few people have weddings on Fridays, if there is no halachic issue? So there are a few reasons for this. First of all, number one, regarding the scheduling of the feast. It used to be that when weddings took place on Fridays, the wedding meal, the reception, would usually be pushed off until Friday night. And then you would get in a wedding feast and a Sheva Brach, Shabbos Sheva Brachas feast together, simultaneously, and you save money. Not to mention that the guests can all come for the Seuda. They're not busy preparing for Shabbos, it's already Shabbos, it's Friday night. However, today, that the custom is only to make the wedding feast on the day of the wedding itself. So if someone gets married on a Friday, they can also have the wedding celebration on a Friday. It may be difficult for guests to come to the feast and join them in the celebration. So for technical reasons, we avoid doing so. Furthermore, as we will explain shortly, there is a lichatchila guest limitation number when you make a Friday wedding celebration, and it also could be due to this that people abstain from scheduling the wedding on a Friday. Another reason to keep in mind for avoiding scheduling a wedding on a Friday is that many people today have non-firm relatives or non-firm acquaintances that come to the wedding, and if you make it on a Friday, it can cause them to be Mechalel Shabbos when they drive back home. So bottom line, while we have found reasons and justifications for the avoidance of making weddings on Fridays, practically it is permitted to be done. So was a custom amongst the Rebbeim, and those who desire to do so may certainly go ahead with their scheduling and should simply make sure that non-religious relatives will have enough time to return home without being Mechalel Shabbos. Now let's discuss a few points regarding when the wedding feast should take place if you're making a wedding, a chuppah, on Erev Shabbos. So the Al Tebe rules in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 249, Halacha 7, based on the Magen Avraham and Bach, that it should take place initially lechatchila before the start of the 10th hour of the day, that's Zmanias hours, which is about 3 Zmanias hours before sunset. So if sunset's at 6 p.m., then you should start the wedding feast before 3 p.m. Nonetheless, this is the latest. However, Ashrei praises one who begins it earlier, and the earlier the better, and therefore it's best to schedule a Friday wedding to be in the early morning, as early as possible, and have the feast be celebrated right afterwards. Nonetheless, if things get delayed, you may even the chatchila begin the meal until the 10th hour of the day. Regarding how many people you're allowed to invite, so even though you're allowed to get married on Erev Shabbos, the Poskim record a limitation regarding the amount of people you're allowed to invite for the meal. The Al Tebe writes in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 249, Halacha 7, based on the Shla, that this limitation is not an obligation, but is a lechatchila proper thing to do. And the limitation is that aside for the relatives and Shushvinin, you shouldn't invite more than 10 guests aside for the above. So it's going to be a very cheap wedding unless you have a lot of relatives. Nonetheless, this is only a proper thing to do. It is not an obligation. It is not forbidden. And therefore, somebody wants to make an Erev Shabbos wedding and are unable to keep to the 10-person limit may do so from the letter of the law. Regarding Yichud and Be'ilas Mitzvah, this matter will be discussed in Mirtz Hashem in a future halacha that will be featured in our Taras HaMashpacha weekly email and is beyond the scope of this halacha to discuss here. There are certain halachic details that need to be known to those making their wedding on a Friday regarding Yichud Bilas Mitzvah that they should look at in the article.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.